Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear six passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. Annie Londonderry. Annie Cohen-Kopjovsky, commonly known as Annie Londonderry, was the first woman to ride a bicycle around the world. Some people say she did this in response to a bet that a woman could not make such a journey, though the truth of that story is debated. When she began her journey in 1894, she had only ridden a bicycle a few times. Still, she wanted to prove women had the mental and physical strength to meet such a challenge. Londonderry believed women should be less restricted in their family and work lives and encouraged women to wear whatever clothing they wanted. In fact, she wore men's clothing for much of her journey. Along the way, Londonderry made money in various ways, including telling stories of her adventures and displaying companies' advertising posters on her bicycles. In fact, the nickname Londonderry comes from the name of a spring water company whose product she promoted.
Questions. Number 13. What is one reason Annie Londonderry began her trip? Number 14. What is one way Londonderry earned money on her trip?
B. Barn quilts. Quilting involves sewing layers of fabric into patterns to create a warm, attractive blanket known as a quilt. On farms in some parts of the U.S., however, quilt patterns are also used for a different purpose, to create artwork on the side of barns. The practice of painting symbols on barns was first brought to the U.S. in the 1800s by German immigrants who believed the images would bring good fortune to their farms. In 2001, one American woman decided to paint a quilt design on her barn to honor her mother, who had been a quilt maker. She encouraged other barn owners to decorate their barns with similar designs, now known as barn quilts. This led to the creation of a barn quilt trail, a series of local barn quilts that visitors could view. Many communities now have such trails, and the boost to tourism has improved local economies.
Questions. Number 15. What does the speaker say about the paintings made by German immigrants? Number 16. What has been one effect of barn quilts in the U.S.?
C. The Little Ice Age. An era known as the Little Ice Age began in the 14th century and continued for around 500 years. Carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere dropped considerably, which lowered air temperatures around the world. This resulted in reduced agricultural harvests worldwide. The traditional explanation is that this ice age came about due to erupting volcanoes and decreased solar activity. However, according to more recent research, farmland returning to forest may have been a major factor in the cooling of the planet. The native populations of North, Central, and South America had cleared large areas of forest for farming. When European colonists arrived in the late 15th century, they brought terrible illnesses. This caused the native populations to drop dramatically and left them unable to maintain the land. Researchers claim this resulted in a large increase in forest growth, which meant less carbon dioxide and a cooler planet.
Questions. Number 17. What is true about the Little Ice Age? Number 18. According to more recent research, what happened that led to the Little Ice Age? D. Disappearing fireflies. Fireflies are one of the most beloved insects because of their ability to create light. But firefly populations seem to be declining. The expansion of urban areas is a problem, not only because it destroys fireflies' habitats, but also because of the constant artificial light in cities and suburbs. Fireflies attract mates by flashing their lights. So when these flashes become difficult to see, fireflies have trouble reproducing successfully. Unfortunately, there have not been many studies of fireflies, in part because they are difficult to locate when they are not creating light. Scientists largely depend on information from amateurs, who report seeing fewer fireflies recently. Fireflies' light flashing patterns vary by species, and scientists are requesting that more people count firefly flashes and report their observations. In this way, scientists will be able to better track the various species.
Questions. Number 19. What is one thing the speaker says is putting fireflies in danger? Number 20. What have scientists asked people to do?
E. Smart dogs. Dogs can be taught to respond to many words. For example, they can obey commands to sit or roll over. But do dogs actually process and understand words in the same way humans do? One team of researchers attempted to investigate this question. The researchers wanted to gather data directly from dogs themselves, rather than from their owners' reports. So, they used an imaging machine to scan dogs' brains while the dogs heard different words. Before the scan, the dogs, which were of various breeds, were taught certain words. While the dogs were in the machine, the words they had been taught and words they did not know were both spoken to them. Surprisingly, the dogs' brains showed more activity after they heard the unfamiliar words. This is the reverse of a human response. Our brains are more active in response to words we know.
Questions. Number 21. What was the purpose of the research? Number 22. What did the researchers discover about the dog's brain activity? F. Root cellars. Elliston is a village on the Canadian island of Newfoundland. Its long winters mean preserving and storing food has always been an important part of life there. Traditionally, local people accomplish this by using root cellars, which are tunnel-like structures in the sides of small hills. They are called root cellars because they commonly hold root vegetables, such as potatoes and carrots. The root cellars maintain the perfect temperature and moisture levels for preserving the vegetables. Root cellars can be found in many places with long winters. However, Elliston is known as the root cellar capital of the world. For much of its history, the village was a fishing town, but when commercial fishing was banned after a decline in fish populations, Elliston's residents needed a new source of income. They decided to promote their root cellars as an attraction, and today, visitors come from all over to see them.
Questions. Number 23. What is one thing the speaker says about root cellars? Number 24. What is one reason root cellars are important in Elliston today?